participating in anything which you can let us, especially in the community. So I do not take this opportunity for granted. And that's one. Then, two, I want you guys to rise. And I want you to please rise. I want you to just face back and just thank God for the pastors and ministers he has given you. I'll tell you why. They'll do that first. Just say, Lord, thank you. I do not give thanks. Thank you. You are there. You are there. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, man. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man.
Me.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, God. It's very important. Why? You know, sometimes when adults tell young people that me, when I was like you, it's always like, you know, let's go to the usually, because why is that? Every time you were like us, you were not doing, yeah, there's always something that we're like you. But for some of us, maybe not all of us, for some of us that maybe found Christ early, were Christians and teenagers, myself in particular, I grew up in basically church. My mother used to cry in church back at us. I was only born on a Sunday. that means anything. Okay, so, and then, but where I was not going is, somehow, I got into seeing leadership pretty early. Okay, I think I put my first message up in 14-15. It was a disaster. It wasn't the excitement. God already spoke to us. Well, I used to console myself with the fact that it was impromptu. So how can you ask me to find my first message impromptu? But I'm thankful for. But during that time, I was the one providing leadership to the teens of my church as a teenager. So I did not have the opportunity of having leadership over me. Okay? So I had to, you know, struggle to learn many things. I had to go and find them. I had to do, read it in the Bible, then try it. If it works, it doesn't work. Just that I did not have that, hold me by the hand and show me how it is done. And you guys have it here. You have it here. I think it was 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I think. That exercise, when Pastor Kene asked some of you to come out after receiving a word, asked to line up like this. How many of you have that exercise? Something changed you. You know, something changed you. Don't be shy, it's not humility to work. Something, I'm doing positive, I'm not saying you in the hell. No, be sincerely. Something changed in me. Raise your hand. Something changed in me. Yeah. Okay. Now, things like that, they can't be taken away from you. Do you understand? I don't know that if somebody was not where the world is going these days, there will be different drama that will still see in what to come. A time will come when people will tell you the Bible is false, and they will prove it logically. They will show you how every page does not make sense, how it does not correlate. They will show you historically and logically. In that day, what will be the foundation of your faith? Do you understand? I tell you, my answer usually is, if you are saying the God of the Bible is wrong, that the Bible is false, okay, I want to understand. But who was it that told me about the life of somebody I did not know about, and was so? That is the God I said. The God that took me an instruction and I stepped to the place and it was the way he described it. Then that's that God is what I said. The God that showed me a vision of a place I've been before, I stepped there and that's the way it is. That is what I said. What am I saying? It is the experiences you have touched and handled that will keep your heart in that day. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It is the experiences you have touched and handled. What am I saying? Don't just come to church because Christians go to church. Go to church to undo this thing. If you are taught faith and then you go and try that, it does not work, you come back on Sunday, or you call Pastor Kenyan and say, Pastor Kenyan, that thing you taught me, I tried, it did not work. That is practice. Then I said, how do you do it? I like, okay, now try it like this, like this. You do it and it works. You've learned, you've handled it, you've touched it. Nobody can take that away from you. But if all you just want to be, work, right? No, it's not like, probably that I'm about to read. It's good. But the things you touched and handled cannot be taken away from you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I think that's the direction of this, our prayer school. That's the direction we're taking the prayer school. So that everybody can touch and handle something. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Have I lost anybody? Not yet. And then some of you, sometimes the reason why when it's time to pray in the Holy Ghost, you are shy or you are quiet, it's also because your praying in the Holy Ghost has not translated anything for you. So right now, it feels like a chore. The things we do when you want us to pray in the Holy Ghost, it has not translated into anything for you. Praise God. If every time you pray in the Holy Ghost, there is an express experience, you know something occurs, you realize it. Every time you pray in the Holy Ghost, you pray because you know the head. It's like they say, come and cook. And every time they say, come and cook, there are no ingredients. So every time you hear, come and cook, it doesn't make sense to you because really there's no ingredients. But if you're a very regular customer in the kitchen and you say, come and cook, the thing in your head is you are either excited or not excited, depending on whether you like to cook or not. Just now. But you know that if I step to the kitchen, there is an engagement, something will come out. Yeah? I step into the kitchen, there has to be a result. You step in with water, dry rice. The least that should come out is cooked white rice. Whether there's salt or not is a different conversation. Do you understand? And that is similar to how praying the Holy Ghost is. Every time we pray in the Holy Ghost, there's a transformation in our hearts.
Yeah.
There's a transformation in our lives, in our understanding. Different things occur. And sometimes, if you have to touch on how prayer connects us, which I'll meet, I'll mention this. But sometimes also, you find out that it's an opportunity for God to use you to minister to somebody else. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And for me, that's very exciting. My first ever encounter with supernatural, my first ever, is with a cockroach. I'm telling you, it was with a cockroach. I was about, in that 2014 ever. When my house, also playing. You know, if I leave, we have four girls in the house, there's only five. So I was just a new boy. So we that day we were playing hard to play. Kind of play the sweating in the house. And then suddenly my elder sister just paused and said, everybody stop playing. Go ahead, my mom. She was a great one. Of course, she's the biggest sister out of us who played. We went to Dubai. I was doing Genesis 1. I was on Genesis 3 and God said it would be light and there was light. When this conversation was entered at the pastor, I started flying. Just flying away, flying away. And of course, girls. Everybody was running, everybody now came behind me. Plus, senior sister, plus, younger sister. Everybody came behind me. I hate conversation passion. Especially the flying ones. I hate them, I don't like them. But I had to act like a man. I can't afford it. They've come to I then. I have to give them protection. Like the man you need to be. So I, right there, so I said, the only way I can do this conversation, can't be fair, I can't do it. I said, put it back in my mind. So I said, because the Bible says I'm going to let the light of the world light. Cockroach, I fall down now. It didn't take 2 seconds. It didn't take 1 extra second. Immediately, that flying coach dropped and I stepped on it. Nobody can explain how that's a coincidence to me ever. Now, that Okay? And guess what? That corporate experience is like a foundation that has now helped me believe for bigger things. Because if you don't express the small things, you will not try the big things. You can't trust God for $25,000 if you have never trusted God for $1,500. Do you understand? Because John, you build these things. So, I was at a teens camp. I was a teens high school. And then, the food was not enough. I told my friends, guys, come. Let's pray on this food. It will be enough for everybody on camp. Why? Because there was a time I wanted to eat so much, I wanted to eat potato, and the oil in the house was. Now, this is when I'm sharing, I was a teenager. Okay, so I'm not this and that, okay? I needed, but there was very small oil in the house, and I had to cut the potato down. If you find potato, you know that potato requires a lot of oil.
Yes.
So I looked at the oil, and I said, ah, you just find the oil, like, you're very anxious. Have you got the potato down? The Lord God, this oil, I'm going to use to fry all the potato and it must remain. Because we got of more abundance. After I finished with the 5 of fish and he fed everybody, he was left. So Lord, let this oil remain. I don't feel it frying all this plate. So I poured all the oil into the small pot because I poured very small. So let's put my little first part of my Emma was there. I let the oil cool down and I poured it back into the bottle of oil and there was oil. Who would take that away from me? Nobody. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I told them at the camp, let's do that. Because I had that encounter, they said, ah, it's not bad. Let's do it. Let's not buy it for me. It's okay. Can't buy it for me. They wasted my money to come back. When we would have just financially multiplied the rice and all this time. What am I saying? For some of you, there are times in the house. Mommy is saying, one day, we have to say, this. Come on, I'm stressed. This was available. Let's go on. Just that is where you start. At home. At home. That's where you start. In your academics. That's where you start. Lord, I want to read this book is big. And then keep in precision. Where should I read? And then God says, read chapter 12, chapter 13, and then the last chapter. And you read it well. And then get the example. This is the chapter that came out. Who will take it from? Praise God. But these experiences cannot come without prayer. They can't come without prayer. So you must desire them. So prayer is not just because we want to say some interesting things, some lofty things. No. It's because it's an engagement. We want to know God more. We want to know ourselves more. And then we want to be aware of what He wants us to do within our space now and later. Do you understand that? So it's an engagement between us and God for us to know Him more, know ourselves more, and then help us know what are we supposed to do and engage and influence around us. The last time I was, I shared a word here. I told you about time God told me to step out. The girl that just died over. And that was the salvation of my life. Because God wants us to do these things. These weird things. You should not be doing it. Ah, Bishop Mayuki said, Bishop, Williams said, Daddy Gio said, Bishop Daddy, Bishop Daddy, and you think it's far. People like you are doing it. When I was a teenager, school, now I think I was 2021, there was a teenager then who I know personally, who he was working, and then he was listening to a young lady, and she was about to flip. I said, why you? Guess what? She had been healed. He did not know that she was sick. It was a mistake. He stepped on her. And she received healing. I knew him. And this happened when he was a teenager. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? These are the things God wants you to do. It's not only for the big people. It's for everybody. And it's even more exciting when it's in the hands of teenagers. I remember something Peter said. When he said, how do you put it? He said, wisdom. I listened to the message. He said that wisdom will look good on a teenager. Wisdom. Sharp wisdom. Where there's precision. I'm talking about wisdom, not even about wisdom. Wisdom. God can write these things for you. But prayer, people, you can't do prayer. You must begin to see that prayer is literally the difference between life and death as a Christian. Literally. The difference between life and death is prayer. Now, in this prayer, you find out that the word of God is connected to it. Because you can't pray without the word. You get that. But you must realize that if I'm going to live as a Christian, then I must pray. I must pray. I must what?
Pray.
So tell somebody, I will pray.
I will pray.
Tell another person, I will pray.
I will pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's rush through. Let's rush through. Our time is past 10, so I'll just briefly talk on something and then we'll pray. By the way, blessing, an extra thing to what Pastor Kenneth said is that when I was praying for you for healing, and not just to experience that, your parents will also experience that.
Amen.
That's right. And also that you will no longer bring them pain.
Amen.
Blessing, you get that? You will no longer bring them pain. Praise God. Where do we start from? Let's do John 4:24. John 4:24. John 4:24. Now you understand that prayer is a spiritual matter. Yeah?
Yes,
so let's get that straight. Prayer is a spiritual matter. Prayer is a love affair. So these are two key things to get. One, prayer is a spiritual matter. Two, prayer is a love affair. We come to the love affair now. I want to talk about the first one. Prayer is a spiritual matter. John 4:24. Very popular. God is a spirit. And those who worship him. God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Alright, everybody. I want to just pray the loose under your breath. Just pray the loose. Just pray the loose. Pray the loose. Pray the loose. Let push up the belly of the gosh. Let's switch up my mesh. Let the body gosh. Great and be gosh. What he be like the betesh. Ezuz, Katush, Kenneth. Metesh, Metesh, Metesh. Yes, Panosh, Ketel, Patosh. Let Utiya, Panosh, and the Gush. The Gush, the Gush, the Gush. Yes, it's understanding. Understanding comes. Your heart is attacked. Your heart is open. Your heart is open. Strongholds are pulled down. Strongholds are pulled down. Strongholds are pulled down. Let you take it from the Jesus. Looking none of the bars. Oh, yes, thank you, Father. Let you touch your mother of the bars. Let you touch your mother of the bars. Let it take it. Manuke tukune fideyesh. Mazuka ya balabaka. Bina na bintu. 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 Pray like an expect. Pray and expect. Yes, pray and expect. Lata balabadash. Some of you must put a lightness in your heart. Get a lightness in your heart. Lamana shaka balabash. Some of you know you point to the direction of something. Pick your attention to something. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
All right. So God is the Spirit, and those worshiping was worshiping with His Spirit and the truth. Now, worshiping doesn't just mean, or does it mean these are slow songs? Okay, we say worship song. No, it's not. They who worship song Him was worship song Him in Spirit and truth. Okay, worship. And prayer is one of the acts of worship. Amen? So if I would do prayer, then it must be done in spirit. Hallelujah. So for the sake of those that were not here, when I gave an analysis about the body, soul, and spirit, I want to just run through that and then show you a few things. Because I might remember the body, soul, and spirit analysis we did one time. Okay. So for the sake of those that were not here, I want to just run us through that then. While I'm doing that, I'm going to just explain a few things. So I want people to just step up on it. Okay, so this is me, all right? This is my body, this is my soul, and this is my spirit, okay? So when we say prayer is a spiritual affair, that means that any prayer that occurs with only these two parts of me is not avoid. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A prayer that I'm going to show you eventually how that happens. A prayer that emanates from the mind, for example, the prayer of Father Lord, I paid tax yesterday. I watched the church toilet for the past 2 years. Then it's only right that you give me this money I'm trusting for. If you don't give me, then you're not God yourself. Who pray that prayer? Okay? Some of my abuses in jam. Lord, I've been working in an intellectual prayer. God will give you, we are ready to pray in the blessed church. God will give you comfort. That's what God will give you. You don't answer the matter. And then, body prayer. Everybody's praying that so I can show to that you are praying. So I shall look and say, pray. Just want me. They don't use body to do this one. Body does not move anybody. They just sitting and wasting energy. So, only a prayer that emanates from here goes past the sea. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Only prayer that emanates from your spirit goes past the sea. Spirit and truth. So, I can be seated here calmly, and I am having conversation with God. I'm not making anybody move. Or sometimes, I don't know if some people pray, and it's obvious that they're trying to use big grammars. Lord, we want to encapsulate the entirety of the cosmos into your eternal palm. And we ask that the very fiber of the anatomy of our hearts, they make supplements the things that we do. You know, there was a time I used to listen to the man of God, and I caught myself. I realized that I was listening to him particularly because of new words. Because I like new words, so the way I hear, okay, I just write the new word down. I'll go and check it and use it later. Okay, so intellectual things. But if that intellectual word is coming from here, because for example, I can be praying, and then this utterance about somebody that has a medical condition. I'm not a medical person. And then God says through me that there's somebody here with a diacophonies of the unique of Pentecost. That came from the Spirit. It wasn't formed. I'm not trying to impress you. Okay? So, only a prayer that emanates from the spiritual gets to the Father. That is why you find out about, even when you check the Old Testament and New Testament, when every time somebody prayed, they can count the number of times they prayed. Do you understand? They know when they prayed. Someone might ask you, how many times did you pray about your job? Say, I prayed. I prayed. But when was the prayer to prayer? Some of that prayer was frantic. But I'm not ready. Father, help me. It was from a bit of faith. I know these things. And Paul was saying, concerning this thing, I beset the Lord. 3 times. As in, Paul that was praying in tongues. So he knew the times when he was using his tongues to pray for the family. He knew, and he was just 3 times. But the third time was, this is it. Are we together? So I repeat, only a prayer that comes from the spiritual gets to God. From here, he doesn't go past the lips. He just bounces. The one that tried, so he bounces. Are we together? Now, this mind, my mind here, but soul and spirit, the soul is your mind, your being, between emotions. This is a bridge between my body and my soul and my spirit. Okay? It's a bridge between my body and my spirit. Okay? So, now my body has physical senses. There's the ear to hear. There's the eyes to see. There's the nose to smell. There's the tongue to taste. And then there's the skin to feel. In that same way, my soul has the same capacity. My spirit, thank you, has the same capacity. Praise God. My soul has that capacity. This one does the reading and emotions. Okay? I can analyze things, I can logically put things together. Now, please note, this I'll explain to you. The senses of my body is limited to time and space. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The sense of my body is limited to time and space. The senses of my spirit is not limited to time and space. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is, I'm telling you, very structural. You find that quite. Let me give an example. I was praying with a group of young people sometime, many years ago. They were in the circle of the holding us to pray. That was my first experience of that. And I was holding us to pray. But then suddenly, I was helping somebody that wanted to commit suicide. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I was holding us to pray. And then, but I discovered that I was helping a young man that wanted to commit suicide. By the time now said just name that I've prayed, I was back to holding hands. I don't know if from Adam, I don't know him. What happened? Time and space has no limits. Praise God. So do you see the reason why prayer cannot emanate from here? For it to be effective. Because the spiritual things are beyond these guys. Real issues are beyond these guys. The things that we see are powered by the things that are unseen. So if you want to power your life by the things that are seen, you'll be churchilling yourself. So the best way to power your seen life is to power it from the spiritual. Which is why prayer has to be spiritual. Praise God.
Amen.
Do you understand? So prayer has to be spiritual. Because you'll be needed to cross between time. Praise God.
Amen.
Sometimes God might take you to the past, your own past, take you to your own future, take you to somebody else's present,
take somebody else's future. He can't. This one, without this one, cannot do all that.
Praise God.
So prayer, I need this to think in very well. Prayer has to be spiritual. That's the spirit and the truth. Not by the truth, it's sincerity. In sincerity, you have to be sincere. You have to, sometimes you are praying, they call the prayer point for you. By the time you are done praying, we now ask you, what did you pray about? Can you remember? How many of us have happened to you? Because everybody now pray that the hand of the Lord rests upon me. They pray, how Lord? And now ask God, just pray. Just like I pray, amen. What did you just pray about? Sometimes you can't even remember. Because there's something in our brain called rote memory. We use it to operate on things that are routine. So when you say pray, it's like, can I start praying without actually praying? Do you understand? It's like if you want to go to the toilet now, if you are conversant in the direction, you are not using any brain power to speak. Your rote memory already knows the direction. And you're just going that way. You can't remember something else. And you get there. You get? So it's the same way for some of us. Let us pray. It's like a code word. Maybe let us pray. We don't enter the zone. We just have to pray. Amen. What do you pray about? You just pray. Real prayer is conscious, deliberate, and sincere. You don't pray a mistake. You can't, I just pray for that thing by mistake. Like, how? I just prayed for that thing by mistake. I wasn't planning to pray. I was singing in Jesus' name, Shabbat, and then, you can't pray by mistake. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you say, thank you. So, prayer is spiritual. Like I said, things which we see come from the things that I will say. Now, let me just show you a few things that I mean. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer as a prayer model. The Lord's Prayer. And I think it's in Matthew 6. You can read that. The Lord's Prayer. Now, the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, is a prayer model. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so that means that I don't expect you every day to wake up and then all you pray is our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Maybe if you are in kindergarten too. Yeah? But as teenagers, no. It's a model that we can extract a pattern of prayer from. And I want us to just consider it together. The Lord's Prayer. So the first thing that is what? Our Father who art in heaven. Now, our Father, we is the Father. So where does prayer start from? Praise God. Our Father who art in heaven, that is God, yeah? From that model, where do you think prayer starts from? God, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, by worshiping Him, okay, but Him, that's the point. Prayer starts with Him, not with us. Praise God. Prayer starts with Him, His will, Him, not with us. And that is very, very instructive for us. Because especially if you grow up the way I did, most times we've come to think that prayer is about us. And back when I was pretty young, and you know, I was always wanting to pray more, I decided to join my then church top prayer warrior group. And then every time we come, we are praying for ourselves or praying for a money before. They always want the money compression, they always want strong good work to take out, they always want respect and power to pray. And there's always the prayer for ourselves. But I thought the story of prayers, then we pray more for the church. and that kind of things and praying for ourselves and all that. So that's something I stop praying. Anyway. Why? Because prayer isn't so much about ourselves. It starts with Him. Him. Look at when Jesus Christ wanted to bless, multiply the bread. What did He do first? Give thanks. Where was the attention on in His giving thanks? So, every time you are coming to pray, or you want to pray, your attention first is on the Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thanksgiving. Worshiping. That doesn't look like format, but it's exciting. Because when you pray, when you are giving thanks, Lord, thank you for your blood. The blood that speaks better than the blood of Abel. Thank you for your spirit that is on my inside, that is telling me where to go for time. It's constantly reminding me of things I need to know about you. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for me. There is faith already welling up in your heart. Because what He's doing for you is making you more aware of God than your issues. But when we come to God with us first in mind, our problem is bigger than God. And Genesis says God made man in His image. We can't make God in our image. God will not come and do the reverse. And then we think, God, do it like this, do it like this. No. He would expect us to do it the way it was. And just that. So, your first, when you are praying, it must start with God. It must be about Him first. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, He goes on to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Christ. So, is it about who? Him. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's still about who? Do you understand that? So, when we are praying, it should be about Him first. Even if it's a quick want to cast out demon prayer, it's not about you. It's not even about the person that is manifesting. It's about the fact that you want God's will to be done in this person's life. God. In fact, one day, they prayed at the camp, and there was this girl that was stressing and stressing and stressing. So I was now, I was doing something else at the time. So I was home, and then I now joined the stress. So I now stepped back. You've done stress before. You can't be doing stress anymore. And then the Holy Spirit said, just the same way Jesus said that you can stand up. Tell her to stand up. I should stand up. I said it to walk away from her. So I just went there. Everybody stop praying. What's her name? Give me her name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of God, get up now. And then she caught up. Everybody moved. And then she just caught up. And then that was the end. This was the girl that means was just dramatic, couldn't travel on the floor, and everybody was tired, stressed. Why? At that point, there was, want to. But the moment now is about Him. God wants that person to receive even more than you want. Anything you want to do, God wants it more than you. God wants the world to be saved more than you. Your passion can't more than God's passion. How is your passion? Just tell your friend that you wanted to be saved. God wants them to be saved more than you do. So you must first come and stand with God. Don't ask God to come and join here. You join God. God, okay, I'm with you on this matter. Oh, the Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you because your Son died for her. Thank you, Jesus. It was also her. She was in Jesus' mind when He said this finish on the cross. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know that her salvation is his identity because you died for her. Then they're not praying. They're praying right. Why? You've made it about Him. Not about, I pray for my friend and she gave her life to Christ. If he bad it. See, you're in a very safe place.
say that means I said deliberately. Some young people that found some of these things praying, some of them messed up. Not them messed up. Because there was no election. Are we together? And because of these things, of thinking it was an option, it's a privilege to be used of God. And that must be your condition. So, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. His will be done on earth. Kingdom is basically God's sphere of rule. Do you understand? His kingdom can be in your house, everywhere. You get it, and he wants to enlarge. So, the kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, his will is done in heaven. So, of course, can't be praying again that God's will be done in heaven. It's already done. Can't change it. It's on earth. So, it's on his work. It's still his will. They now go on to say, give us this day our daily bread. So, before you pray for bread, you are first catered for what God wants. So, prayer is not about praying for bread. He goes on to say, give us this day our daily bread. Then, next verse. And forgive us our debts, as forgive our debtors. Now, look. That one verse was the only verse that talked about receiving bread. Bread as our physical things. The other things were spiritual things. Forgiveness. Capacity to forgive. Next verse. Lead us not into temptation. Spiritual stamina. For yours is the kingdom and thou to me. So we see that from beginning to the end, it was only one mentioning in one line that we should pray for bread. And then two went to spiritual experience, being able to forgive people, being sensitive to avoid temptation, which are spiritual things. And then you find out that in church, then we say, everybody now pray that money, that your account will explode this day. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Everybody's voice goes high. When I say, everybody pray for light, that you receive light. Why is light prayer gentle and money prayer louder? Because we value physical things not as spiritual things. But if you want your prayer to make more sense, spiritual things must way more to you than physical things. So that's the model. And it's the model that we can follow. God first. While you are praying that, you find out that your needs, you know the time when you are supposed to pray for your needs. But sometimes, you don't even need to pray for your needs. You are thanking Him for your needs are met already. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I think we're going to talk about how to pray. We'll get to that. So something like that. So that's basically a model that we can pray with. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, prayer is not, what is prayer not? Prayer is not a way to change the will or mind of God. You are not trying to change the mind of God. God is just for this. Before you were born, it was. Do you understand? So, there's, in fact, that plan in your mind to change his mind was already in his mind. Is that well? Okay, so you're not trying to armstrong God to change his mind about a matter. Now, you ask me, how about the time when Hezekiah, how many people saw Hezekiah? Or let's go there, 2 Kings 20. Now, the prophet came and told Hezekiah that we were all together, you're going to die. And then Hezekiah talked to the Lord and then prayed. And then, before the prophet said that, God told him to go back. One thing is, God that 15 years has added to his life. God changed his mind. Now, this is underlying thing. God will not change his mind outside his will. Long life is the will of the Father. So, his God could have that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's like how sometimes, you know, sometimes God can show you a friend and then tell you something that happened to them. With that instruction, there are times when he says, when you can perceive that, I should pray to stop this thing from happening. And there are times he's just telling you for your information. Praise God. As you continue working with God, you'll be able to dissect between it. There are times he's just telling you for information, just to know. And there are times there's allowance to pray about it. Now, something negative is supposed to happen to that friend, and then you can pray to advance it. Do you understand? Now, you did not change God's mind. It was in his will that the good should be given to that person. Do you understand? It was in his will. So rather than thinking of how do I change God's mind, what should be looking for it? What is in God's will for this person? So you see, it's still about God. It's still about God. For the example, there was a young lady that many years ago, you know, I was teaching situation very early, so she was in children's church. So I taught her and she became a teenager. At first jump, I told her, you will not go to school. And the sign to me is you will pass. But you pass the post jump, you know what to listen to. But you will not go. Your name will not be that like this. Why? Why did I say that day? Because it was obvious for already to school. If she went to school the way she was, do you know what I'm saying? You're like a bad prayer, sometimes what you think is good may not be God's will. And you're sensitive. That's why I said prayer is very spiritual. That's your feeling of bad man. It's coming from your soul. Because as spiritual was from there at time for her, I knew that if this girl goes through at this time, there are things you have to have learned, so going to Benin. And at that time, Benin was crazy. I don't know how they handled. Still crazy. So, I know that if you don't go, at this rate, you just go. So I told her, when she was going right now, I mentioned her, this job, you will not go to school. And the sign that, so you, at least you know that, it's not because you don't, you feel you pass. In fact, if you don't listen, that will be posted in the past time also, but you will not get admission. And of course, you listen, she did jump, she passed, she did post it, she passed, but you will not get admission. Now, if she's praying and saying, God, give me a compliment for permission, this looks good. God will not change his mind, because her admission at that time was not in his will for her. So, what do you think is not possible? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Look at me, it's only thing is not possible. There's no way that he must enter school and he finished school. There is no spiritual pattern like that. But he must live from the spiritual and the physical people of God. There is no spiritual pattern that says the moment you finish secondary school, then you must get into. In fact, you can receive early and then parents, I don't want to say, I want just a year to myself. People may not understand it. Let me not lose you. Let me not lose you. Let me know that's not the truth. But you will get it.
Amen.
You will get it.
Amen.
So that's possible. And guess what? That one year, she was jailed. That one year, she was jailed. Because by now she entered school, she now faced some major issues. There was a lecturer that didn't like her, there was paper missing, all those things started happening back to back. Why did she drown that one year that she said that she did back to herself? I didn't even know that was going to happen when I said that. Do you understand? So when the justice for me, all those things work together. God knows what we say. We don't like me again. But of course, it's always the will of the Father for life, else, and things like that. Okay? Now, why should we pray? Let's get a little more into some of these things. Why should we pray?
First Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18. First Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18. It's about one of the things you find there is pray always, pray without ceasing. Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. That is, pray every time. That is what it means. Pray every time. You are going to buy tomatoes, pray under your breath. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Such a good Father. Thank you for taking care of me. I'm excited about your love for me. Thank you, Jesus. How much do we do? Okay, give me that one. Thank you. Move on. Pray every time. Why? That is God's will for you. So if you say, I don't know the will of God for me, you don't want prayer. Pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two is a platform for fellowship. It's a platform for fellowship. You know, I said that prayer is a good affair. I mentioned that at the beginning, but I'll come to that more. Prayer is a platform for fellowship. That is where you can draw points with God. I mean, I've been in prayer before, I pray with somebody, and they find that just smiling. And they're laughing and they say, oh, thank you, Father. How good you are doing to God. Fellowship. There's an experience, there's something that's been changed. That can happen to you too. Amen.
Amen.
Let me look at Matthew 21 quickly. Let me show you what you can do there. I was going to make a few things here, then I launch you something else. Matthew 21, verse 13. Thank you, Father. And said to them, it is written in the scriptures that God said, my temple will call the house of prayer. But you are making it an idol for thieves. Who is the temple of the Lord here? Who is the temple of the Lord here? So what are you? And that name for you is house of prayer. Praise God. You know what I'm like excited about Jesus? I find it excited to call Mark. It was like, anywhere Jesus needs you, you can collect. Do you understand? Anywhere. In the synagogue. On the road, and it road that they take, even under the tree, by the roadside, anywhere. And then that is how you are too. You are a house of prayer. So you are carrying, you are a house of prayer. You are moving prayer. House of prayer, that is what you are. So you don't need to boot, it's a house. If he steps into it, he can collect. I don't want to say, come and meet me tomorrow, or come and let's just that. If all the people are human beings, if everyone around, he can collect it there. Whether it's by the roadside, whether it's in the bus stop, but anywhere. My story of a man shared with us in the prayer meeting. He said he was walking on the street one day, and there was a bit of sight from him. And the Lord came there in the bus, and then he walked past the bus, and then the bus paused, and he ran after him. And said, ah, what are you doing? What are you doing? What's the matter? What are you doing? And he touched his head. What are you doing? This question happened in Yoruba. And then he put him on and said, in Yoruba, he said, Eko, Bashe, Jeff, me, Eko, Bakushe, me, Jeff. He didn't wish it. I went and read the word. What did I do to you? Long and short words. The policeman apparently had jazz on the body. The moment the man of God walked past him, everything went. Was he planning to do that to anybody?
Yeah.
No. But house of prayer. House of what?
Prayer.
Please say to them, I am the house of prayer.
I am the house of prayer.
Which is also why somebody mistakenly stepped on somebody's foot and they did what? House of what?
Prayer.
So who is the house of prayer?
Ah.
Yes.
House of prayer.
So your friend is doing sicky, 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 sicky. House of prayer. Give it to her. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We house of prayer. We moving prayer house. Look at the machine. Because you find a machine, you can find a machine in the house.
you are the out of fire. And that excites me a lot. We don't have to come to church only to pray and receive things. It's important, very important. Priority. But we can carry it anywhere too. On the street, bus stop, wayside, by the well, marketplace. To be exciting one day. If they go to the market, I'm supposed to buy them. And then there's a boy that will be the young girl she's buying with her. And she says, what's your name?
That is the life God wants us to live. What else not just was doing now?
We're just going and then just showing off. We're just, you know, speaking to people. Meet them. And like I said, your home is your practice zone. Practice zone. Your friends is your practice zone. Use them to practice. Your friends that are not born again, use them to practice how to be for you to be saved. Your friends that are sick, use them to practice. The first time I prayed for hearing healing-related prayer was ended. I was seated on the altar, not at the Jesuit church, I was a teenager too. At the Jesuit church, and the one of my people just came to me and said, Jacob, I'm having a day. It's a really bad year for you. Pray for me now. Well, I'll pray for you. But like Jesus said, heal and in the name of Jesus. Amen. And just lay down on the altar. Yeah. That's not like, that's not. That's me. Do them. Because if you don't do, you can't be. The best way to learn how to pray is to pray. It's not like listening to pretty messages. Do you understand? The best way to learn how to pray is to pray. So when you hear all the messages, you can't practice at home. Go and practice multiplying your oil. Go and practice multiplying your bread. Go and practice multiplying it. Are we together? You must practice these things. So once again, I am in the house of prayer.
I am in the house of prayer.
Now prayer is the platform for growth and transformation. Growth and transformation. This is my life. Growth and transformation. If I show you my pictures from way back, you would have seen, you are terrible. You are terrible. But growth and transformation. I told you my first message was a disaster. I was going to preach about the disaster. I forgot the scripture. I forgot. I was just jumping in with everything. But the praying, growth came. Transformation came. Before, I used to be a very angry person. Many people are telling me, I cannot believe it. I get angry easy, very irritable. Touch me. I can spark. But with prayer, transformation came. I almost find it difficult to get angry. Transformation, my prayer. There's growth, there's transformation. So stop saying that's how I am. Place before God. God knows that's not what He wants to be. But you stop lying to yourself first. I'm playing before you, Lord. I lie. I know I lie. But I need to be with you. Help me, Lord. Please help me. And the one who's taking life, just tell them it's life. But I'm like that song. Okay, I'm sorry. Just let you. The truth is this. You are gross.
Yes.
I just wish you one day something. One day I'm not blind. One day I'm not blind. You just suffer yourself because your parents will beat you. You see not making good. So, prayer is a platform to transverse between space and time. And this particularly, you need some particularly in the place of intercession. I will come to that. I'm praying that's what people. There was a day God gave me a name, and I was praying. Like, and then gave me a name, a German name. I know Japan, the way they used to call it, this is very concerned. So I just wrote it down. I pray about it. So I went to check on Facebook. Who I'm viewed, it was a good person. And I took my 5 picture. She needed practice. I grabbed it and it was, I don't know what you call them, what you guys do, black thing. They're black, really good, black hair, black thing. I don't know. But at that time, God just said, God be for this person. Praise God. So there are people in Libya that God believed Ife to pray for. Do you understand? Like I said, somebody wants to drink poison. And God will say, God, pray now for this person. And then you pray. And then that will be that person to suicide. Hopefully, we'll have something called prayer body. We're just about to prayer body. You meant the desire to pray for somebody or just pray comes to your mind. Don't think about what he's going to do. Devil can ask you to pray. See if you ever going to pray now. See, usually what happens is this. At that time, there is a need. And God gave for a strength that is available. Oh, if it's available, give her the money, come. And then she receives it. But if it's now, should I pray about it? Sometimes, like that would tell us, if it was the only plan for one person, God didn't plan to give somebody else. He just planned for you to take care of when you're not taking care of it. Now, especially when it's with somebody that you even know, best thing just passes your mind. Tools that I've learned to do with me, pray for that person, send a text or call. Somebody can just flash, that guy is the correct guy. No. Do something. Pray for that friend. Pray for that friend. See, some of your friends, they are people who study together, they are people who everything together. The things they are struggling with. They are too. Let me use the word. I'm going to use the word proud. Tell me. Why am I saying proud? Because between the two of you, you are prayer. Somebody say, prayer mama, prayer machine. That's how you pray yourself. So why would prayer machine come and tell you that I'm struggling with masturbation? Do you understand? So she will not tell you. But guess what? I'm not going to give it to you. Because I think that sometimes God can. I think that the idea of God takes away from far for you to pray, usually because there was nobody around that person. Do you understand? If God wants to pray for if you know, the only reason why God would send somebody to wait, not for if you know, because none of us say we're disobedient. None of us preach it. God doesn't have to bypass me on the stones to pray for her. Do you understand? So when somebody's name comes to your heart, pray for them. You don't want to pray for them, just pray for those of them. Lord, I pray for this person, let me know she's kept in the name of Jesus. Your hands upon you in the name of Jesus. And some people who know me, I tell you, I do not call you every time. But when I call you, most of them tell me, I was just about to. It was when I was thinking, I was about to. When I say this prayer comes out for you, it helps you. You cannot be limited by time and space anymore. Why? Because prayer starts from where? The spirit. And your spirit is not confined by space or time. So right now, that's why God is not shy to wake you up in the midnight. It is you that know midnight. God is not confined by time. Do you understand? So it is another day for you, it's midnight. It's just what needs to be done. Wake up and pray. So learn to respond to those promptings. You find that they are very difficult to sleep. Don't go and look for a YouTube series or a video to watch. That on is my day called to pray. So try to pray first. Pray. That's how you develop your prayer work, by praying. Now, there are several scriptures in the scripture. Let me just give it to you. There's an example of Cornelius when he was praying and then God was showing Peter. Do you understand that? There was Elisha that was free, and then you know, the time. But Elisha now said, 2 Kings. Elisha, there was a king, there was war. The king would share his plans in a room, and Elisha would hear it by room. There's no time and space. Limitation. Peter's rescue. In the book of Acts 1:5. And then Simeon and Anna. In the book of Luke 2:36. Simeon and Anna. If you remember, they were the ones that were praying for Jesus before they met Jesus. They were the prophet and prophetess that came to the temple when they brought Jesus to the temple. And he said, now my eyes are seen. So before they even saw him, he had been praying for me. Praise God. Prayer grows our spiritual sensitivity. I think that's what I want to say to you. Prayer grows our spiritual sensitivity. Prayer grows our spiritual sensitivity. Now, casually, let me say, how long should we pray? How long should we pray? And please give me Matthew 26. I have two theories that of how long to pray. That was how I learned to pray. Based on these theories. Matthew 6:40. 26:40. Then he turned to the three disciples and found them asleep. And he said to Peter, how is it that you are able to keep what we see for even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray by your Lord for this temptation. Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So, one theory, one is that there's the possibility that the minimum, I believe that the minimum prayer requirement is 1 hour. We should keep watch with him. You will think at least 1 hour. 1 hour. And then, my second theory, which now came after I finished my 1 hour, is tithing. A tithe of a day. So it's 4 hours in a day. Yeah? So what's the tithe of a day? 4 hours to 4 minutes. So your prayer should swing between 1 hour daily. Between 1 hour and 2 hours, 24 minutes. Now, you may not start as a sprint like that. Yeah, but you can put it as, okay, I want you to put 1 hour. And then you keep pushing. Because you are saying, you know, it's just like, instead, it's not about quality, quantity, it's quality. I just like to push you. I'm a short price, exactly. Because me and God, when I said I was saying, we used to go and see fast pass. You like stress. 10 minutes prayer, and I talked to God, I stopped talking to God. Good luck. Okay. So, look, 10 minutes is what? 10 minutes, let me finish this one. Let me see things. So sometimes another way to pray, I talk about this more, is sometimes I'll take my phone and scroll through my contact list and begin to pray for everybody there. When I start, my jacket is not open and I'm ready. I'll take pictures and look into my gallery and be swapping pictures and praying for everybody I see around. You must consciously decide to go to pray. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's rest on a few things. Prayer is our safety, yeah? And you are what? The house of what?
Prayer.
Yes, the house of prayer. Now, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you for a while. And then, okay. Come. Yes, let's go. I want us to pray. No, let's pray. I'm not telling you what to pray. I'm asking you to pray the Holy Ghost. And then, I want all of you to now come and give the word. Just as God gives you, what God puts in your heart as a prayer. Is it like you're going to get so? I won't take it over. Okay. Let us start that. And then, as I say these things, I'm ready to tell you. But then, I'm going to be so. So I'm going to pray for her. I want you to just invite her as you pray this time. Okay, do you mind? Do you mind? I'm just put your arms around her and just don't be shy. I'm just invite her. Little hug, warm hug, invite her and then pray with her. I pray with this. Yes, join the prayer, pray, and the rest of us just keep praying for them, for her. Hurry, the hug, tight hug, and then the prayer. Let's pray the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Mahimoko shete lebelebelosh, brata tapamara manabadash, lebratu sheki tupana manabadash, leboko manalosh. You are the house of prayer. The Holy Spirit ministers unto your spirit. Lebaru sheka kamarosa, lebeke tebeke tebeleish. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you. Amen. So anybody has a word for Victoria? Thank you. That's what we can
do. So when you told me about the hug, that wasn't just a little hug. So I had to say, God's clothing is love. He was supposed to have a double love upon you. So the feeling of you,
precise, exact, accurate, great news.
Hallelujah!
Father, we pray for Victoria. We pray, Father, that your love will overflow your heart now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
She no longer doubts your love.
Amen.
The guilt doesn't have a hold over you anymore.
Amen.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Lose your hold now.
Amen.
And there is a free flow of love in your heart.
Amen.
The love of the Father floods your heart.
Amen.
The love of the Father floods your heart.
Amen.
He loves you deeply. And now you begin to walk in it. You begin to walk in it. You begin to see it. You begin to experience it. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Victoria, you are loved by God. Deeply, 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 deeply. Okay. And as you come more into life, understanding of God, He's going to use you as an expression of the love to others.
experiences and the work experiences. Whatever it is that is going to be like making you doubt things, everything is going to be like
Amen. Hallelujah. Can we say thank you?